الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the one who guides to something is like the one who does that thing. Adala al-khayr kafa'ilihi. That the one who guides to something good is like the one who does that good. So we as people who are seeking to do as much good as possible and to earn as much good as possible, we have to recognize that there's two major mechanisms by which we do good, or by which we can maximize goodness. Let's put it that way. The first way by which we can maximize goodness is to do as much good as we can. So, you know, those of you who were present in the gathering over the weekend where we talked about etiquettes, the dominant theme in that gathering was, here are these etiquettes, and if we watch for these etiquettes and we exhibit good manners and we exhibit good etiquettes, then as a consequence of that, we'll be able to do more good, we'll be able to enact more good, we'll be able to attain more good. So that's one domain. That's one domain. It's a dominant domain. Is this thing working? Can you hear? Okay. It seems low. Someone knows what they're doing with it? Okay. So anyway, and that is a major way by which we do good. So we're all striving constantly to do as many good deeds as we can. When we say that we're going to make an effort towards prayer, when we say that we're going to make an effort towards charity, when we say that we're going to make an effort towards fulfilling the rights of our relatives and our parents, we're all making an effort towards good. And we're trying to be little boxes that create as much good as possible. And that's the first way by which a person can do good. And that's obviously the dominant responsibility on every one of our shoulders. But what we should recognize is that as we seek to do as much good as possible, and as we seek to earn the effects of doing as much good as possible, there's also a second major way by which we do good. And that is by guiding others to do good as much as we can. Because every time we guide someone to do something good, we get that exact same reward. We get the exact same reward. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the one who guides to something good is like the one who did it. So if we take advantage of every opportunity that we have to guide and to people to goodness, the benefit falls back upon our shoulders. One, I mean, there's a happiness that you see when you guide someone to something good, right? I mean, if I'm a teacher in a classroom and I'm teaching my students physics, when my students do well, I'm content. I'm happy that these people came here to learn physics from me and all of my students were able to master physics. So one thing that arises when we guide people to good is that it gives us contentment, because all of us have a responsibility as both a student and a teacher. We talked a lot about students today over the weekend, but as part of being, anytime anyone becomes a student, they automatically become a teacher in our deen. You understand? Now, in today's society, in order to become a teacher, a person has to have certain qualifications. But on our deen, the moment somebody learns something, they automatically become a teacher of that thing. Because the Prophet also said, peace be upon him, also said that spread from me everything that you gain, even if it's just one verse. Even if it's as small as one verse. بَلِّغُ أَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Right? Spread from me, even if it's just one verse. So what that means is that as people who are learning to do as much good as possible, we gain as much benefit as we can from that. But at the same time, that also gives us a responsibility and an opportunity to teach as many people goodness as we can, because that then will allow us to gain way more reward. Way more reward. Now, think about this. I'm one person. I can only do so much. But if I can convince 100 people to do something good, I multiply the effects of my efforts and I gain a much greater reward by 100-fold at least. It's like this is, you see this every day in business. If somebody opens a business, let's say they often open a coffee shop, somebody decided that one day they're going to open Starbucks, okay, I don't know, 50 years ago, whenever the first Starbucks opened. So he goes, he's passionate about coffee, he enjoys coffee, he goes and opens a Starbucks. Now, Starbucks begins to make money. But there's only so much money that one Starbucks can make because it's limited in its scope. It only services a certain city, a certain place in that city, let's say a certain zip code. X number of people are going to be able to, you know, to take advantage of it. And you can only make so much. You can only benefit so much for yourself and only get so much contentment by serving coffee if that's what you love to do. But the moment that Starbucks decided that, you know what, we're not going to have one or two or five branches. We're going to franchise this thing. We're going to open a Starbucks in every corner of the world. So then what happened? It became a huge corporation that became worth billions of dollars, and the founder is in absolute contentment because he's getting the reward of all the business that was driving him, and he gets the contentment to feel that he's serving the best coffee to the world. Which honestly is what drives these people. They're not only driven by money. Most of them are not. They're driven by this passion for something. So the guy who starts Starbucks, his passion is that I want every person to drink the best coffee because I love coffee. And that's exactly what happened. Look, you go wherever you go. It's amazing. Wherever you go in the world, there's a Starbucks. And there's people sitting in the Starbucks, and there's people in line at the Starbucks. So now it becomes a multi-billion dollar corporation and everybody recognizes its name. So if we as people who basically are driven by two things, we're driven by the desire to share what we have because we see it as so important and so relevant to us and in a way by which we benefit and actually defines who we are. And we also seek the reward of being able to take that benefit and share it with as many people as possible. That creates an opportunity to franchise. So we should be looking at two things. Number one, how can I maximize my efficiency? How can I continue to do as many good things as possible? How can I continue to learn as much good as possible? How can I convert that learning into practice and benefit as many people as possible so that everybody who touches me tastes Starbucks? And then The greater eventual goal, and what really is the multiplier effect, is when we then, after perfecting our model, go and begin to share it with the world, to share it with as many people as want to listen, to share it with as many people that are in need, to share it with as many people that want to do as much good as possible. And that then spreads like wildfire. But you have to remember one thing. Well, there's a few things you have to remember, but there's one key component here. Starbucks would have never spread throughout the world if they didn't make perfect coffee to begin with. They didn't just make some mediocre coffee and didn't care and then said, now I'm going to share it here and there and try to provide, you know, just some average coffee. Maybe you can convince a few people to drink that coffee, but you're not going to be able to make the world passionate about that coffee. Starbucks said, we're going to make the best coffee. And we're going to take the time to train people to be the best servers of coffee. And we're going to put it in the best, you know, in the best vessel of coffee. And they created one perfect paradigm. And when that paradigm was perfected, it spread very, very quickly throughout all of the various avenues and venues. And now the whole world is basically drinking Starbucks coffee. So in order for us to be able to spread as much goodness as possible and to be able to spread this deen in the way that it should be, it's so easy to spread because it's perfect. You know, it's got the perfect blend of everything. Starbucks had to figure out how to make the perfect coffee. We don't even have to do it. You know, we already have the perfect goods. So the first step in that is to perfect our expression of deen. To be the best that we can be, to become as humble as possible, to purify our hearts of all of the base things like jealousy and arrogance and pride, and to make one perfect model, right? And then to carry that and spread it to the world. Now, the nice thing is that this is already done for us. This is already done for us. We're not creating the Starbucks. The Prophet ﷺ already did. The Prophet already modeled the deen in the perfect way, created 100,000 plus Sahaba, each of who franchised the deen perfectly, to the extent that Allah, you know, testified to that, radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Those 120,000 plus companions each became like a little franchise of deen. They went to all corners of the earth. They began to spread. And of course, the world took it. And eventually, so many great examples in history of all of the goodness that can arise when people have a concern to excel themselves and to excel and benefit the world around them. So that's the challenge that faces us. I know we spent the weekend talking about etiquettes and excellence and how to do that. That's our desire to capture what's coming from behind. Remember we spoke about this if you were here this weekend. Capture what's coming from behind. And then once a person captures what's coming from behind, what I mean from behind? From the silsila of the Prophet and the teachers who came before us. And then we take that, we perfect it, and then we spread it forward. And by spreading it forward, it creates a perpetual reward for us. Imagine the reward of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. You know, the Prophet ﷺ said, if you take the iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and put it on one side of a scale, Abu Bakr was a famous companion of the Prophet, you take the iman of Abu Bakr, you put it on one side of a scale, you take all of the iman of the ummah and put it on another side of the scale, whose iman is greater? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So how can that be? How can one person's iman be so much greater than the rest of the ummah? Because Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu converted so many of the people of that time. He was the one that brought those people into Islam. So when he brought them into Islam, or exemplified Islam for the ones that he didn't necessarily bring into Islam, or supported the Prophet so that all the other people could benefit from Islam, then what ended up happening is that his iman became more weighty, because until the end of time, everyone who does anything in deen eventually is sending a little piece of it back to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And actually, I should say it this way, is sending the whole of it back to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Not a little piece, the whole of it. So that's the uniqueness of the opportunity that sits before us. That's the uniqueness of the opportunity that sits before us. We should perfect our deen, capture our deen, and then we should become people who share the deen. And the best way to share the deen, the best way to share the deen is to exemplify the deen. Because it sells itself. You don't need a lot of advertisement. It's like when you have a very good product like Starbucks coffee, they don't need to tell you they never write, this is the best coffee. You don't have an advertisement like, which is the best coffee? Come and try us. They already assume that they're the best coffee. There's no discussion. They don't even discuss that with people. They don't discuss that with people. They just advertise people, their cup, or people drinking the coffee. It's a whole different way of looking at things. We don't need to advertise. We just need to exemplify. And it'll become clear to the world what the deen actually is. But the problem is that we don't capture it the way it needs to be captured, and then share it the way it needs to be shared. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are able to gain excellence, and may Allah make us amongst those who are able to spread excellence. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.